Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Or the Jews have been fighting for years, and now the world is on high alert because of what we witness. It's right in our face. Warning signs are present, are always present, my brothers and sisters, before something happens. They are always present. Warning signs. What are we witnessing today? I want to begin with a word that is called eschatology, which means last things. And Revelation is a book of last things. In Revelation, there are four things concerning last things. They are, get your pencils, death, judgment, heaven, and hell. Death came as a direct result of sin. Judgment came as a direct result of disobedience. Heaven, as part of God's creative order in the beginning. And hell, because the devil or Lucifer and the fallen angels rebelled. Anytime you rebel against God, you are creating something that would send you far away from Him. My brothers and sisters, hell is also a place of eternal separation from God forever. But death, hell, and the grave will be done away with one day. And those that remain that are not of God will be thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone. So we see in the historical text in Matthew, the 24th chapter, the verses 4 through 8 or 6 through 13. And it says, "And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places, but all these are the beginning of sorrow. These things must come to pass." But there's a conjunction. Something important is about to say. But the end is not yet. What are these things? These things are wars and the talk concerning
wars. Jesus began to describe the events leading up to his return in glory and to reveal signs that of his return, of that return rather. In Matthew 24 verses 4 through 8, he described the first half of the 7-year period preceding his second coming. The first time Jesus came as a lamb, Jesus came into this world as John the Baptist says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." But in his second coming, he will come as a lion of the tribe of
Judah.
Thank you. So the Lord God is giving us warning signs. Jesus, my brothers and sisters, is revealing to us so much if we only look and read and understand his words. And so that's why he put preachers and pastors and teachers to come and share. You will never get all that you need in a shouting message. When you get your learning and your understanding, it will come from what we teach.
Yes.
That period that we spoke of is called the 70th week of Daniel's. And it is recorded in Daniel 9 and 27. But some hold that Christ in Matthew 24 verses 4 through 8, spoke of a general sign in the present tense. Or they were saying what Jesus was speaking of was occurring while he was here. The 70th week of Daniel prophecy divides 70 weeks or 490 years into three periods of 7 and 62 and 1 week, each with specific events and each with specific outcome. The second period of 62 weeks or 434 years is believed to represent the time between the rebuilding of Jerusalem and the coming of the Messiah. And the final week is believed to be a future event that will begin at some point in time. It will be a time of great tribulation. And tribulation is a 7-year period. 3.5 years of peace and 3.5 years of Jacob's trouble or turbulence, great catastrophes that will occur in the world. And it will culminate ultimately in the return of Christ. Jesus said in Matthew 24 verses 4 and 5, and Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. In the last days there shall be great deception." I'm reminded again, and I've shared so many times, of one man who said, "Only I can fix it." Now think about it. If the enemy, we know, wars against God, and the enemy is a counterfeiter, and the enemy is the father of lies, then think about this. If the one who is coming is Antichrist, he is one who wars against God and he's emulating the real Christ or the real Messiah. So when one who comes and says, "Only I can fix it," he is literally doing what the original counterfeiter speaks of, which is lying. Satan is the father of lies. And if we can see any man that lies and you can prove that he's lying and he said, "Only trust me, I'm putting my life on the line right now," because the enemy hates the truth. And when we as believers tell the truth, the enemy wars against the truth, because the enemy does not want the truth exposed to a world that are seeking the revelation that Christ has for all of us. The disciples had the Messiah right in their hand, and they didn't even know it because they were slow learners. And we who are called to proclaim God's word, preach God's word, and it goes right over our head at times because we don't get it. or we don't understand God's infallible word. I have shared so many times that God's word is so complicated that it is simple, and so simple that it is complicated. That sounds metaphorically, but it is really saying, are you studying to show yourself approved? My brothers and sisters, don't believe in people who said only I can fix it. That's not a true statement.
Come on now.
Only Jesus, the Messiah King, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, is the only one who can fix this. He did say, all these things must come to pass, but time is not. You're working with me. You're working with me. We must keep in mind that when we hear statements like that about I can fix it, that it could be emblematic and symbolic of the breaking of the first seal that is recorded in Revelation. There are seal judgments and bowl judgment, and the seal judgment, if there was only one who could break the seal. And that was a cry, because they was looking for someone that could open the seal and reveal from the scroll what must come to pass. So the breaking of the first seal, which is part of seven seal judgment, which could reveal and will reveal the Antichrist. What I am saying, we need to watch one is to come who will make statements similar to I can handle and fix it. Because we are seeing things that are symbolic. We are seeing things that are similar to what Christ said. Jesus said to his disciples, kingdom against kingdom. Today, nations are in conflict with other nations. This has never happened before in the world. I've seen America with issues with other nations. I've seen other countries with other countries, but I've not seen it conjointly. But he said, kingdoms against kingdom. Nations are in conflict with other nations. There are nations that symbolize or stand for democracy against nations that fight for opposing democracy. Russia, China, keep praying for me because I'm hitting places that hate us. North Korea will war against democracy. And they do not want the truth to be shared, because they want the power, the glory upon individual leaders who want to be worshiped and to be honored. Be careful of any man who says, I can fix it. No. And we know what he's about. Work with me, Lord. And we see all that he has done, and yet he will be allowed to come back and sit in a position of great power and great authority. The nation, help me, Lord, the nation of Israel, who God said would get their Messiah king, but the nation of Israel asked for a king that would represent them, because they wanted to be like other nations.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always,